Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know. I was just going to see how long you'd go before I jumped in. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's history lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, April 18th, 1938, it's a bird. It's a plane.
Oh, God.
It's Superman. He made his debut when he appeared in the first issue of Action Comics.
All right. Out of all of the cheesy, like terrible 1950 costumes, Superman takes the cake. Hey, if you can beat out old school Batman on a worse costume, it's pretty bad. And Superman, you take that one.
I mean, what is the point of the underwear outside?
Why did they have it so high?
Yeah.
Dude, it was like waist, like hat. Like, nobody looked at that and was like, dude, it's way too high. Like, he looks dorky.
Like, you almost know? Feel for the superheroes that were made back in the 30s, because you see superheroes now, they got just awesome costumes and cool.
Dude,
then it was literally, let's put a guy in a blue onesie, but put his underwear outside, big red boots that go up shin high, and let's throw on a cape, because that'll work.
It's like the Halloween costume your grandma made you in, like, 1989. It's no joke. It's sad.
You know, and also, too, I kind of feel like, you know, when you look at the superheroes, and I'm not, look, for all you comic book nerds out there, I'm not trying to offend you, but it's like, look, Superman, other than Kryptonite, the guy can take a bullet to the face and be fine. So it's like when I look at him having troubles with some other people, I'm like, it's Superman. Just laser him with your laser eyes.
Exactly.
Like, what's the big deal? What's so hard here?
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. Despite Kryptonite, dude, he's the best, right?
Yeah.
Can't mess with Superman.
I don't know.
He's a better outfit.
Yeah, he's dressed like a dork. Like, I mean, and you know, capes aren't smart. Like, anybody just grab that cape and whip it around, right?
Dude, there's some old Christopher Reeves ones I was watching. Dude, he like looks into the camera a lot of times. like it's like the acting is terrible. The costume is just a joke. You can, like, see the wires sometimes. I'm serious.
Boy, you're going to have all these angry comic book nerds coming after
just
you, man.
Saying. It's a lot better nowadays.
Well, you can't have my Superman. He's the best. yeah, I don't know. I just feel like we could upgrade everything. Because, like, even the most recent Superman, Batman stuff, like, he's still...
Man of Steel.
You know? Is there nipples on Superman's costume, or is that just on that one Batman, the Val Kilmer, George Clooney?
It's just the Val Kilmer one, yeah.
I got some that'll just amp this up. Nipples on the costume, guys. This is going to be great.
Rethink that.
This is going to be great, dude. The bad guys will be so distracted by his rock-hard nipples that they won't be able to take over Gotham. It's great. I don't know. I just feel like when you got lasers out of your eyes, you really shouldn't have any trouble with anything else. But that's just me. What do I know?
Be able to take care of pretty much anything, right?
Here, I'll just melt you with my laser eyes, man. Anyway. All right, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Sorry, comic book nerds. Please don't beat us up. We'll take a quick break. Your comedian for today is Chris Rock.